This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. Santa Fe and Taos have art scenes with worldwide reputations, but New Mexico's largest city isn't quite as widely recognized. But there is a deep painting history here in Albuquerque, and tonight, New Mexico PBS KNME premieres a documentary exploring the work of Albuquerque painters. Michael Kamens, executive producer at KNME and producer of the film Painting Albuquerque, joins me now in the studio. Michael, welcome.
Thanks, Chris.
So why don't we hear as much about Albuquerque's painters as we do those living in Santa Fe or Taos, for instance?
Oh, good question. Albuquerque painters, I mean, it's such a great story because as much as we don't know about them, just about everybody else does. You know, you hear about somebody like the great Carl von Hassler or Howard Schleter or whatever, who were in the newspaper all the time and integral to what was going on. I mean, if Howard Schleter had a show, everybody knew about it. But time has passed, and we've kind of forgotten these things. And we kind of know about von Hassler because, you know, there's the murals down at the Kimo and stuff. But some of these things are kind of hanging there, peeking out at us. And as I discovered them, I got more and more interested in them. I said, there's a great story here that we haven't really got into here in Albuquerque that really needs to be brought back to life.
So these people that you just mentioned, were they kind of like the groundbreaking?
Carl von Hassler is the granddaddy of Albuquerque painting.
Gotcha.
He came here in 1922. His car broke down on La Bajada. Can you imagine going down La Bajada in 1922? And he just showed up and he looked around and he said, this is a wide open place. This is a blank, literally a blank canvas in Albuquerque.
Was there ever a rivalry between Albuquerque and Santa Fe as far as painting goes?
I don't think so. Not that I could say. I would imagine, though, von Hassler shows up in Taos and he looks around and says, sees Blumenschein and Taos Society of Arts. He says, there's enough people here. He goes to Santa Fe and you got Cinco Pintores and, you know, a bunch of people there. He says, maybe not.
Do you think he didn't stay in Taos or Santa Fe because there was too much competition?
Absolutely. Mm. I mean, the Taos Society of Artists were pretty dominant at the time. And they had a lot of contacts. And that artistic landscape, I think, was pretty much taken.
The film also talks about a venue for painters.
Right.
Talk about that a little bit.
We look at von Hassler and Johnson as kind of these seminal figures. They are kind of, I always talk about them as spirit in place. And as much as they're working, there's no place to see this stuff. If you think about it, the first real museum that comes online in Albuquerque is the UNM Art Museum in the early 60s. And when the Albuquerque Museum comes online, you know, soon after the UNM Art Museum, that's when the community really gets to see itself.
What is the scene like now, the painting community?
I think it's as vibrant as ever. Mm. I think it's always been fantastic in Albuquerque. It's just it didn't really get good press.
Why do you think that is?
You know, that's interesting. I don't know if I have an answer for that. But I do know that many of the artists came here because they could work here. And that here's a place where you can really focus and concentrate on your work.
Why should we care about painting?
Why should we care about painting? Oh, why should we care about music? Why should we care about sculpture? Why should we care about film? You know, because this is very much what's so integral to being a human being and being expressive of who you are and within your time. And that's really what I think Painting Albuquerque is about, too, because it's really about these artists who believed in something and saw something, like Raymond Johnson. Raymond Johnson felt that art was going to change the world and that it was the highest or the most noble calling for a human being was to be an artist.
Do you agree with that?
Absolutely.
All right. Michael Kamens is the producer of Painting Albuquerque, a special production of New Mexico PBS, KNME. That film premieres tonight at 7 on Channel 5. Michael, thank you so much.
It's great. Thank you. And Tony Della Flora worked on this film with me. And I really got to mention the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund of the City of Albuquerque because they were wonderful to support this special endeavor. And my hat's off to them.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.